This is Alexis, Ray, Sadie, and Brianna. We are going to be analyzing chapter 1 and 2 first. Okay, let's begin.
Okay, so I wanted to start off with the very beginning of chapter 1, where he talks about the sampling that happened with Yale in the class of 24. I'm not going to get into much detail about the salary thing. My bigger issue was the lack of sampling accuracy that happened there. Sampling is important. With the larger the sample, the more accurate the information is. And I feel like with the Yale, I'm going to call it a scandal because I feel like it is a scandal. So with the Yale scandal, I feel like they took the people that were making the $25,000 a year and were like, we're going to use you as our poster children for Yale. Mm-hmm. Versus the people that are now, like, as he mentioned, like clerks and the underjobs.
Poor little lambs.
Yeah, the mechanics and the unemployed that are not making the $25,000 because it would look bad for them.
I think a lot of those schools do that, though. A lot of those, like, high-end schools,
yeah,
they go to the high-paying alumni
to
come back.
And then that leads to what I was writing about. Much of what we know in life is based on bad samples.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the acceptance rate of those schools, that, oh, come to this school because we give out this much financial aid,
mm-hmm,
it's sampled based on all of the higher things that they have,
yeah,
and not like the lower end of the spectrum.
It's really all a large competition. I mean
yeah,
these large schools are just saying, oh, well, we have, you know, this grade of this or this grade of that, because they want to continue that reputation that everyone thinks that they have. But
mm-hmm,
I think behind all of the great statistics, quote unquote, there's some really bad ones, you know,
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the quote unquote bad schools are actually better than those greater schools.
And then that comes with a lot of the dishonesty in statistics. Like, statistics are easily manipulated by biases and by, I guess, like I mentioned, taking the people that are ideal, like, people that they wanted to sample for those statistics, and taking that and running with it. So, like, that leads into the whole, is there truth behind every statistic that we read? Or how do we interpret those statistics without, I guess, trying to be like, I really don't believe that any of this is true, because we need statistics in life. So how do you tell the dishonesty and the, like, corruption, I guess, behind it, and what's the real truth?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I thought was interesting was, just while I was reading, I was really surprised at like how much of statistics, like how fraudulent a lot of the statistics are, and it was interesting because you couldn't really point the finger at these people making these statistics and say you're a liar, because really, you know, their statistics were accurate in a way, but it was kind of lying by omission, and that's just kind of how they get away with these faulty statistics, like by they kind of come up with the numbers that they want. They kind of manipulate the numbers to benefit them, which was interesting. I was surprised. I didn't know that a lot of that pretty much all of the statistics, like a lot of the statistics are done that way. That was surprising to me.
One of my favorite things that happened during this chapter was when they talked about the psychiatrist, about how he reported that that at one time everyone was neurotic.
Yeah.
And I found that interesting because, like, psychiatrists only see patients that have issues. Like, as the author mentioned, if you met a normal person wouldn't have met the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
So how could he sample
everyone
if he's only seeing certain patients?
So he would say that everyone's a little...
So then right there, it's basically not factual either, because you're not meeting the whole world. You're meeting the people that come to you and basically say, hey, I'm crazy.
So. All right. I think I want to start with the mean and median thing is interesting, and that goes back to, like, Sadie's point about how it's really just about how you present your numbers and, like, what numbers you decide to show. So, like, for the examples in the books, it was, like, on page 20-something.
That's true, right?
Yeah, 23-24 was the first introduction to that. And then, like, throughout that beginning of the chapter, it was talking about how you can use your mean to get a higher salary, or how you can use your median to get a lower salary. And it's the same as when you're like applying for loans. If you use your average income as your mean, you're gonna get less, you might get less of a loan, but if you use your median as your average income, you'll get more of a loan. And
you're,
I think the numbers
that, the wage of employees versus salary
one. Yeah, and I think like one of the numbers for the housing one, it was like $15,000,
right,
in,
yeah,
an income versus $3,500. Like, that is a drastic difference.
Like,
it's
like cherry picking data,
mm-hmm,
basically.
And then when they were like, the average wage of employees was $2,000, but then the salary of and profit of owners was $26,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes your business look bad.
Yeah.
Because the way that you represent the data that way,
yeah,
you're basically saying we don't care about our employees, our owners, and the profit that we make is,
right,
more important.
Yeah, it's funny because the other day I applied to some job, and when I was filling out the application,
mm-hmm,
the manager who was helping me out was saying to fill in a certain section of the application so I don't get deducted a certain amount.
Yep.
Oh,
and saying, okay,
yeah,
fill in this number so you,
yeah,
it was like
continuously
the
have
your wage form,
a,
right,
higher,
yeah,
yeah, a higher paycheck than you would have,
oh,
someone,
like,
else filled,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like tax, like,
yeah,
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 that's,
yeah,
it was loans. Like,
that's,
when,
crazy,
I went to my bank to apply for one of my student loans, she,
mm-hmm,
said, always claim that you make more.
Mm-hmm.
She said 9 times out of 10 when they tell you that you may need to verify your information, you're not the one that's getting picked.
Right.
So she was like, did you get money from your parents? She was like, what kind of income do you have coming in? She's like,
right,
okay, let's add $200
loan
to that. So, like, even if my median was really low,
mm-hmm,
you can always lie and
twist it.
So
to
weird
make more and to,
yeah,
get more in your loan and to qualify for more.
It's like a giant game.
It is. It's weird.
So, yeah, that was, like, the first example that I, like, head-on saw about lying with statistics. Then I thought it was also interesting how they played, going back to the first chapter, I believe, how they played race into this and into statistics,
mm-hmm,
and the act of surveys, and how surveys can play a completely different role in statistics than just regular numbers. And statistics is more, the surveys in statistics is more of just like the word play and how you're like playing with words versus how you're playing with actual numbers.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a interesting thing that I learned about statistics through this book, was that it's not just about the numbers, but it's also about the wording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the magazine example for me was something that I found interesting when they,
mm-hmm,
pulled door to door about the magazines that people were reading.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like asking what type, they gave them the two magazines and they were like, do you read this one or this one?
Yeah.
And then they go on in the rest of the chapter to talk about like people, women are going to lie about what they read.
Yeah.
So you should have went to,
yeah,
their house and like knocked on the door and said, I'm looking to buy old magazines. What type of magazines do you have for me to
purchase?
Yeah.
So like instead of people, I guess, being honest in the survey, they're trying to be like, well, this is how you should go about it to collect the data. And I thought that was interesting because it was,
yeah,
just basically a magazine. So I didn't see the...
I remember them saying that... that you go by honesty policy. But really, you know, like how accurate can it be if you want everybody to be honest? Like people aren't even honest with themselves generally. So, you know.